Southwark News, Thursday, February 14, 2013. Council inspectors search eateries for horse meat. Beef dishes served up in restaurants and cafes in Southwark are being inspected for horse meat after it was found in supermarket ready meals and fast food. It emerged last week that some beef lasagna meals served up by one national supplier were up to 99% horse. Southwark Council has been unable to rule out that horse meat might also be found in its free healthy school meals and has written to head teachers asking them to check with their suppliers, the news can reveal. It followed a statement from the government's Environment Secretary, Owen Paterson, that some chemicals, if found in the meat, could be dangerous. He said, "We may find out as the week progresses and the tests begin to come in that there is a substance which is injurious to human health." It has been suggested that the suspect meat has come from an abattoir in Romania. Intensive tests are urgently being carried out on food outlets across Southwark by the Council and the Food Standard Agency, FSA. The Council said that where possible, Southwark would make every effort to take formal enforcement action against any food retailer whose product was to contain any type of meat not declared in the label. Councillor Dora Dixon-File, Cabinet Member for Children's Services, said the Council has written to schools asking them to immediately contact their food suppliers and contractors for reassurance that meat supplies are uncontaminated and to keep parents informed. "We hope that school meals will be unaffected, but we are not prepared to take any risks, which is why we wrote to schools immediately." Based on the information currently available to government, it appeared that only processed meat products imported into the UK had been affected. Lib Dem councillor Graham Neal wrote to the council on Monday night to ask what steps the council had taken to make sure the tainted meat had not found its way into Southwark schools. "Everyone deserves to know what food they're being served," he said. "In Southwark, with such a diverse population, it is especially important that our children are able to enjoy food that satisfies both their hunger and their diet. Many of us have restricted diets because of our beliefs, and all departments of the council should be able to respect those needs. Caterers must recognise that some types of food are unacceptable for many members of our community, and Southwark should be leading the way in sourcing appropriate food for our young people. I hope that Southwark can confirm that if suppliers have misled us, they will not be used in future," he added.